Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's Stefana Johnson, author of Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill and owner of Yogalati Fitness Studio here in East Vancouver, Camas, Washington, the Pacific Northwest. So I am doing a series of talks on and about my book, Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill, kind of elaborating on the topics. We're in part one of the book, and we are on step five. So I'm going to go over the preliminary steps, the previous steps that we talked about. The first one was awareness. So if we're not aware of something, it's really difficult to make the changes that we want to make and improve our lives. But when we become aware of something and we become aware of this situation or the circumstance or something's not ideal or non-optimum, then we can start to create. And that's where imagine comes in. That's step two. So it's a natural progression that when we feel or discover something that's non-optimum, then we can imagine or create into being a better way about this. The third part of that is that we have to focus because it's really easy to get distracted or to go off and not to finish what we decided to focus on and actually accomplish our goals. So it's real easy also to find support in all kinds of ways that's not actually support when we're not really either clear or that, you know, we live in a very, what's the word? Well, as a business owner, I know this as well because I'm out there trying to get clients and build my business so that I can deliver my service. And so what do? We market. We market our solution to the problem. And so just like I would use this as a business owner, but also as a person, but let's just look at this from a business owner's perspective. I'm aware that I need to have a certain amount of clients in order to pay my overhead and to make this be a profitable business. So I create and imagine how I'm going to do that, my service and what I'm going to then focus on. And then I create my actions around what will support me and my business to keep my lights on. So I work through that. And that is a perfect way or description of talking about this for any life. So if you put weight loss in there or a relationship or whatever, you're aware that maybe you want to lose 50 pounds if that's what you want to do is you want to lose 50 pounds, then you're going to imagine yourself not as 50 pounds as you are now, but you're going to imagine and create yourself as being 50 pounds lighter because you know and you have your end goal in mind. You're aware that there is a possibility for something different. And that's what gets the engine of creation starting to go. And so we look at imagine, not in create, and then we focus on what we're creating, and then we get the right support at the right time for what it is we're looking for. So if we're trying to lose 50 pounds, we get the right support for losing 50 pounds. Now, it may not look like getting it from a person or a company or a business. It may look like just getting yourself out of an environment that's constantly dangerous. Let's say, for example, people at work are always bringing in Krispy Kreme donuts or whatever, the next voodoo donuts or something, and it's really hard to say no. So what are you going to do? You're aware that that's a problem. You're going to create something different. Maybe instead you bring a healthier snack, or at that point you just you become more aware that sugar is poison and totally destructive to your body, and you create this concept or this idea or imagine into being that you don't need the donuts. And then you focus on the healthier aspects, going for a walk instead, nourishing yourself in a way that's actually supportive, not destructive. So there's the whole cycle kind of going through, and there's the lemniscape that I was talking about where it's a perpetual cycle, right? It's a perpetuating creation of our lives, starting with awareness and imagine. And so what are the other two? It's actually just one more, but I combine both of them because I think they go hand in hand. And that's that we have to, I'm going to pop this up so I can get the rest of these in here. So R and R is what I call them. We're going to have to release what's not working. So we're going to release. And then we're going to reinforce what is working. Okay? And that's the basic process. So to release something that's not working, I have many, many different tools that I use. Let's say, for example, an emotional habit keeps coming in. And something comes up around that, and the emotion seems so overpowering that the old pattern of going to the refrigerator and getting that pint of ice cream and chowing down on that is that's been your strategy in the past to handle those emotions, okay? So what if we use, we release what's not working. So we know that's not workable. We're aware of that. And we've already created and imagined something better in our lives. And we're focused. And we're going to get personal responsibility. I'm going to add that. That's not necessarily one of the steps, but that's an overall underlying concept. You know, in the next part of the book, we talk about the Pilot Your Way method. And you're in flight, right? If we are living, if we're alive, breathing in this moment, we're in flight, okay? We're on the way to somewhere. If we don't know what that destination is, it doesn't matter. We're still on the way to somewhere, right? We're going. That's why I wrote the book, so that we could actually get hold of our destination and get clear on this and get clarity. So we have to become aware that we are the ones that are personally responsible. So with that, that as the caveat that, okay, we're personally responsible for our lives, right? You're responsible for yours, I'm responsible for mine. And we teach our children to be personally responsible, and therefore, okay, we take personal responsibility for our lives. So what are tools that we can use to be personally responsible? It's a variety. I just went off on this in my mind. Okay, personally responsible. I know we want to go get that pint of ice cream and eat it down because it for 30 seconds makes us feel better than that void that's in there, or that sadness, or that anxiety, or that whatever. And that's where peace doesn't come in the pill, doesn't come in the ice cream bottle, doesn't come in the quick fix, it doesn't come in those past strategies that we've used to try to make ourselves feel better or to try and get that peace that we're looking for. Insert love, success, connection, understanding. Okay? So it doesn't give us, doesn't actually fill our needs, those past strategies. And they are strategies. Some are less harmful than others. But one of the other principles that I wanted to talk to you about is that, especially around support, is that there's no neutral, right? There's not ever going to be something that is just neutral and has no effect one way or the other. There's always going to be an effect, positive, more in the direction of positive, more in the direction of negative, of anything we think, choose, do, be, that type of thing, based on knowing our destination and knowing where we're going. So we have to be clear on that. And that's, again, part of being aware. And so this whole process is what I work with my clients on. Whether it's in weight loss, whether it's in fitness and getting stronger, I happen to do with Yoga Lati Fitness Studio, it is about taking that control of your life from the inside out. Now, this body is our home, so I start with this. But guess what's controlling the body? The mind and the heart, right? So we have control from here first, from the mind first, and the heart. That is all the components of what I work with, and I use the tools of my skills in the fitness arena around yoga, specifically yoga, because I find it to be so powerful, the same with Tai Chi. Now, not yoga as in acrobatics and putting your leg behind your head. I don't do any of that. That's nonsense to me. Fun if you want to do it and be a circus performer. Awesome. Or you like it. That's great. But it's more about getting reconnected to you. And that's why I use yoga and Tai Chi and the Pilates, because you're reconnecting synapses and brain synapses to function at your fullest. And that's my goal for my clients, is that they live their best lives from the inside out, understanding that they're personally responsible. And we go over these five components, and then the next five that I'll be talking about starting tomorrow. So going back to the final two, again, they are one and the same. So it's this, if we were just to look at one, two, three, four, and this is five, and they're in a perpetuating landscape, right? It's an infinite circle. It's an infinite looping of energy flowing that we release and reinforce, and we're always continuing to be aware and creating and focus and getting the correct support and support in our thoughts. So is this thought supporting me? Is it helping or is it harming? If it's harming, we're going to release it. We're going to clear it. We'll use tools like EFT. I use Reiki. I use NLP. I'll use numerous modalities. Trigger point therapy, fantastic for physical body issues. Countless beautiful modalities that are out there. Qigong. These are great tools that you can learn and develop. They're not like EFT, completely free. Just Google EFT and you've got a tool in your toolbox that's very powerful, very simple to use. You can do it instantly and truly make a difference. So to release what's not working, we use whatever tools we need to use. Sometimes to release what's not working, it's just about being aware of, oh, that's not working for me. I'm aware of that. Boom, you release it. You're done. And then you reinforce what is, because you recognize, oh, okay, that really works for me. This is a beneficial action, and I'm going to continue to do this. Awesome. You reinforce what's working. And it starts through the cycle again. And that's how we focus on a life. That's how we get more peace. That's how we get the body of our dreams. That's how we get the relationships that we want. And that's how we remove the drama from all of the life and the, remove the drama from the trauma. That was my old little mantra that I used to use when I was helping folks find joy beyond the trauma after sexual abuse and trauma, when I was really focused on that. And the truth is, I was focused on that because I needed to heal my own sexual abuse and trauma from my childhood. And what do? When you need to heal yourself, you usually go and teach it or do it. And that's some of the best ways, because you have compassion and understanding for something like that. And you, more than anyone, wants to really heal. So you're going to do your best to heal others. Anyway, that's what I found. So now I have come to the end of what I wanted to teach you about these five steps. Again, I use all of these with my clients over and over again. I teach them this so that they are aware, and I help them come into a higher awareness, and then they create and imagine in their own life. That's what's really important. Don't let someone else create your life. Don't let someone else imagine your life into being. You do it. Then you focus, and then you get the right support, whether in thoughts, actions, people, environment. What else could this be around for your support? And then you release what's not working and you reinforce what is, and you continue that over and over to make an amazing and wonderful life. I'm Stefana Johnson, author of Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill. You can find more about me at yogilachi.com, yogilachi.com. In the meantime, have a fabulous day. Become more aware. What can you be more and more aware of? And then go create.